Welcome in. Time for KER Politics, thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER Politics.
Welcome in. Time for KER Politics. You guys out there, you're talking, or you're listening, I guess I should say, to a very confused Big Al. I don't understand what's going on. I spent some time over the weekend trying to rationalize what was going on, and I gotta tell you, I simply do not get it. Took my girlfriend downtown to Chinatown to get some decent Chinese food, and that was a very successful venture. But I also saw downtown Seattle head on for what it really stands for, and it's really scary. Downtown Seattle looks like a slum area. Whoever is behind the homeless people is doing a very, very good job. Now, you know, Jimmy and I were talking off mic this morning a little bit about some of the problems that are going on and what can we do to solve them, and what's the rationale behind the problem. Jimmy, you feel the rationale behind the problem is a search for power and the ability to control, correct?
Well, yeah, I do. I think it stems from a myriad of different factors.
Yeah.
This ideology that's been now instilled in so many of our youth that somehow everything is okay. There's no moral high ground.
Right.
That's one really. I'll just say it, Al, it's a direct assault on Christian faith, because
yes, it is.
Basically the idea is that, hey, there is no sin anymore.
Right.
And even church leaders are saying, well, you know, it's okay. You continue to be trans, do whatever you want, you know, be homosexual, do whatever against the Bible and against what's specifically outlined as sin, continue to do that, but there's no consequences for it, because that directly undermines the need for a Christian redemption and Jesus as your savior. So that's an attack, a direct attack on faith in the United States. You also have, and that's basically by these woke political ideas.
Yeah.
Then you have a tremendous influence by global elites and financial elites that somehow think they know better than everybody else, and they're going to manage the world in a better way.
Yeah.
This is the same ideology that Marxism, that, you know, somehow, you know, if we just do it better next time, it'll be okay. You know, we'll only kill 100 million versus, you know, 150 million people. It doesn't work. But the elites continue to think that they're going to do that, and somehow they're going to take control over Americans' views and global views in order to enrich themselves and gain more power and centralize authority and control, which ties directly to how the Chinese government, centralist Marxists, and communists actually want to run. And they're not really Marxists or communists anymore. They're mostly authoritarian capitalists.
What are they now, Jimmy? Authoritarian capitalists?
That's what I say. Yeah, that the Chinese guy, they're just authoritarians. They buy and sell and spend and get more power, but they use that money in order to amass more power and to silence and control their any potential outsiders. So, you know, the world is facing an incredible dilemma right now. We're here in the United States and at a global level, and the reality is, the people that are running the United States are incompetent. The entire Biden administration and cabinet are incompetent. The military leadership that has been appointed by the Biden administration are incompetent. And as we see things begin to fail, financially, economically, sovereignty-wise, and decision-making-wise, most Americans are really behind the curve and are not paying attention to what's happening until they wake up one day and they're in a very serious problem. There is a massive train wreck coming, and people can see it coming in some cases, but a lot of people are just putting their heads down and saying, oh, it's over there, not here.
Well, Jimmy, let me say one thing. I mean, I'm a very basic thinker, okay, and I happen to believe what I read in the Bible. Now, I just got done reading Revelation, the final chapter in the New Testament. What Revelation is talking about, I did an in-depth, underline, bold, in-depth study of Revelation. Everything that I read is coming true today. Why? I mean, that's the only logical rationale that I can give this thing. And most people just laugh at me because most people who I talk with, you know, are not Christians, quite frankly.
Well, you know, look, there have been many points in history where revelations have been coming true.
You bet.
In this particular case, I don't think we've ever been so close to those prophecies on a global scale.
Yeah.
So, you know, it does make me wonder. I also believe, though, I strongly believe that that there are still enough good people in the world that are going to push back on this, though it is a challenge, and it's not going to get – it will not get easier for a long time. It's going to get harder. And I think, you know, there are many examples of how things – how quickly things have devolved in the last 2 years, last 3 years really since COVID.
It's been amazing, and COVID, I think, obviously plays an integral part of what's going on in the world today. I can't comment eloquently on what's going on in the rest of the world. For example, I can't comment eloquently what's going on in the South Pacific. I can't comment eloquently what's going on in Europe. I'm sorry that I can't do that, but I have a policy that I only comment on things that I can see with my own two eyes. I read in the paper, I listen to the news about what's going on in Europe, and you know, Jimmy, it's not any better over there than it is over here.
No, it isn't. There is one, you know, bright spot this weekend. In Finland, center-right conservative axed out the kind of leftist, I don't know, partying Sanna Marin, the young female prime minister who was, you know, dancing and drinking and smoking or whatever with her friends. That's a sign that, you know, even in a place like Finland that has been, you know, known for its, you know, kind of more socialist ideologies, is moving back in another direction. I think Bulgaria had an election this weekend that'll be interesting to see. Macron in France is under intense pressure, not seeing any of it from the media in the U.S., but he raised the retirement ages there, and people are absolutely furious. Of course, they put themselves into a terrible bind because of their socialist policies that brought them here. But bottom line is there's a lot of turmoil and tension out there in the world, and it's happening because of, again, individuals in a very powerful elitist cabal. And I will say, you know, Justin Trudeau, Joe Biden, Macron, these idealist globalists, you know, aligned with the Bill Gates ideologies, you know, that aligned that, you know, with this view that somehow they are going to manage an entire global system. It's not possible. And it will only collapse on them the harder they try. And of course, you know, China is the example for many of these leaders. They appreciate that control. But ultimately, all slaves rebel. And you know, at some point, you're going to see a complete uprising. And I think a lot of people are beginning to feel very nervous and very scared about the situation in the world. And they are going to push back on these agendas. You're going to see very big problems continue with banks in the United States because I mean, it's only just beginning, and of course the problems with crime and the problems with, you know, with just national sovereignty and the potential for actually being global conflict is increasing almost by the minute.
Yes, it is.
And all of a sudden, like Pearl Harbor or, you know, the Lusitania in World War One, something happens and the idiots in charge right now will not know how to deal with it. I mean, the balloon crossing the U.S., they didn't know how to deal with that. It was incredible how
– Not even close. Not even close. They didn't know how to deal with it. And they continue to not know how to deal with anything. The only thing that Biden knows how to deal with, in my opinion, is anger. He's a very angry man. You listen to his speeches, they are all incredibly filled with incredible anger. He's very defensive. He's not the guy for the job, but then again, you know, what can
you know,
I say?
Al, so I'm gonna go back. They're responding. The Washington D.C. elitist, and in particular, the entire White House staff, yeah. They respond to a particular media agenda, right? So they respond to the Washington Post, the New York Times, and mainstream network media outlets. So they're analysts. They're looking at that. And they're trying to appease that pressure on a daily basis. And so that's why they maneuver and they lie and they come up. You can't do that for long, or things begin to fail.
That's right.
And that's what they're facing right now. They are not competent in their jobs. The Interior Minister, I'm sorry, the Secretary of the Interior the other day, Deb, it's her Haaland, I guess is her name. She's under testimony, and she sounded like a child, a kindergartner, responding to very important questions by an oversight committee in Congress.
Yeah.
When you hear Pete Buttigieg respond to the train crisis, when you hear Kamala Harris say anything or Joe Biden say anything, why are they focusing their time on things like transgender support?
I don't know.
It makes
no
sense to me.
I have no idea.
Because the media editors, they bow to the pressure from those groups. Those groups are owned by big corporations. Big corporations want to amass power and take away competition. That's what we're facing right now in America. And when you see and it's not going to change until those voices are actually turned to, like, what the hell is going on?
Yeah.
So you've got the media cabal. You've got very influential government people, and the media has depend completely on the government. So they protect them at this point. The Democrats are in charge, so they will protect them at all costs. They'll destroy conservatives and Republicans at all costs.
Well,
because again, they're being driven by a financial need. And
yeah.
And that's why you get, and then the other thing is you get these advisors, these diversity, equity, inclusion idiots out there that really are not competent in their jobs, do not understand what they're doing, but they're paid to create these divisions.
Yeah.
And they end up doing things like telling Budweiser to go ahead and hire a transgender woman, Dylan Mulvaney, to buy into Bud Light. What the heck? They just completely misunderstood their entire demographic that drinks Bud Light. They are going to be in, I predict within a week, they've dumped that contract because they're going to lose so much money from just people that just drink beer that don't want to see that crap.
I'm not so sure that's going to happen, Jimmy, if you want to know the truth. I'm really not. What I'm seeing in my daily conversations out here, what I'm seeing on my daily viewing of the news, what I'm saying is everybody who's telling what, in your opinion and my opinion, is pretty true, all they are doing is pissing off the standard viewers. In other words, that would translate very easily into me, and very effectively, very accurately, that would translate into me saying that the reason the Democrats are doing what they're doing is because they are currently winning. And I know you disagree with that, but all you have to do is go into the major cities, and you do that a lot. I realize that. I do too. All you have to do is have conversations with people whose intelligence you respect. You talk to them about this type of thing, and they kind of shrug their shoulders and they say, "What the hell are you going to do?"
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I don't respect those opinions because they're not critical thinkers, because they don't realize what the long-term implications are. Now, I do agree with you that major urban cities in the U.S., you know, and you can name, you know, five or six of them, New York, D.C., Chicago, Los Angeles, Seattle, Portland, they're insane.
Yeah.
The leadership there is insane. They're undermining their own populations. But what you get is a media that parrots these same ideologies and agendas. So the big populations that listen, but what you're seeing, Al, is just like a Twitter feed. You're only seeing a handful of voices. You're not seeing much. And it seems like they're winning because they have the voice, but they're not winning because most Americans are like, I don't want my kids to be taught, you know, gender ideology or sex ed in kindergarten.
Right.
Most kids, most parents, most families don't want to see increased crime in their neighborhood, and they're becoming very afraid of it.
That's
most
right.
People in America want to see a sovereign border, well over 70%, where they protect the border. And that's just unbelievable how much we've had, come across in the last, 2 years since this administration came in. And most people don't really know what's going on in Ukraine. They know it's a bad thing, but they don't really like, why are we just throwing money at it?
Yeah.
And that's becoming even more of a problem.
Yeah, it is.
Most people are worried about their bank accounts. Most people are having problems because their income is lower now in 2 years than it was when Biden came into office. Inflation
I don't think, up. Jimmy, I, even though that's a fact that we can both prove mathematically, I don't think that the average American would believe that that's true, or they would rationalize it and say, yeah, but look at point B. Yeah, but look at point C. We're doing good.
You live in a very different world in your little place right there in Seattle.
Yeah,
Seattle
I probably
looks at the
do.
World in a very different way.
Yeah.
And most of these people have lived really good lives. They've done well, and they think of the system, and they think they're a part of it. They actually honestly think that they're protecting, individual rights and all this. But they actually don't understand what's happening out there. And they don't pay attention to it because they don't look at it, or what they see comes from Seattle Times or comes from the New York Times or comes from, Seattle Network Television.
Yeah.
Or CNN. That's so. But that does not represent the rest. I can tell you, Al, I'm in other places and it don't represent anybody here. There are a handful of people that are now beginning to on the Democratic side that are saying, I don't even want to be associated with some of these ideologies anymore
right.
in the South. And that's going to grow. It's not going to get less. It's going to get more. And the only way for the Democrats and the Biden administration to deal with it is to use more law enforcement intimidation and propaganda to stop it. And that's only going to build more resentment.
Well, I think you're wrong, but we're going to see what happens. We're going to be doing this for quite some time. And I'll be curious to see where we're at as an example by midsummer. I don't think enough people are angry about what's going on, Jim, and I would have to say that the average American is not nearly as well informed as McKinney and Corlin.
Well, I would say that you're probably right. Most people are not that informed, but it's
right.
beginning to hit them in their pocketbook. And
right.
oh, by the way, most poll, I mean, Biden is now in the lowest level polling in ever, and he continues to decline. And it's one embarrassment after another. So even Democrats, and I just spoke, I think I mentioned her on the weekend
yeah.
show.
Yeah,
I just spoke
did.
To a group last week.
Right.
And look, they're starting to say, what's going on? They're not feeling comfortable at all. And they
right.
don't want to admit that they support this administration. So that's a huge indicator.
Well, I hope it's an accurate indicator is all I can say. A lot of people who I talk with, and I will admit that I'm in a pretty clean environment where I'm living right now. I've got some geniuses who I live with right now, and I got to tell you, I respect their opinions, and my personal opinion right now is they're not wasting their time. They're not engaging in what they believe is a waste of time in dealing with this situation. Jimmy, you wanted to cut it at 15 minutes. We're up to 18, 17 right now. Why don't we
well,
stop?
Just,
yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, let me say that, again, most people at your age and the people around you, they've lived their lives and they want to enjoy the last of it. And they certainly don't want to get under this type of pressure. The problem is they ignore the realities that are undermining their own city. When you look at the homeless crisis, when you look at the expenditures, when you look at the violence and the crime, you look at the lack of law enforcement's response,
yeah.
you look at the laws that are going forward, it is not a good picture for Seattle.
No, I mean, there's no question. It's
so
not a good
so
picture.
If you can put your head, if they put their head in the sand and say, hey, that's their right. In America, you get
right.
to choose how you want to. And again, I don't think those people or even you need to continue to worry about this because, you're want to enjoy the last parts of your life.
No, Jimmy, I'm
terrible.
No, you're wrong. You're 100% wrong about that. I am incredibly concerned about what's going on.
I don't mean to say you personally, but I mean, generally in general, the people,
yeah.
that are retired and they're living in, and trying to be in a comfortable life.
Right.
They don't want to accept reality. And we talked about this. We we talked about this before. If in fact they accept that maybe their ideas are not helping, that but they're hurting, they actually are looking at their own lives in a, you know, then they have to question their own character.
Yeah.
And that's really hard for people to do.
Yeah, it is.
It's really
it's very hard.
And I understand that. It's tough. But really, you have to think about the long-term effectiveness of our nation and
right.
the ability for others to have the same opportunity that those people had when they were younger
yeah.
to be free to say, to argue, to debate. You know, that maybe they rallied in the 60s and the 70s, you know, and protested.
Yeah.
Well, why wouldn't children now be able to do the same if they're conservatives? You know,
they
were able to go to church or not go to church if they chose to.
Yeah.
Why would people close down churches for COVID now but leave bars open? This doesn't make a lot of sense,
no.
right? And that's what I think people have to realize, you know, especially in those environments where they've lived a certain way that, oh, wait, I got to protect it for the people coming behind me,
you
my
bet.
Children and grandchildren.
Most people don't feel that way. Jimmy, we're up to 20 minutes and 47 seconds. I'll be curious to see what kind of opinions we get. I'm going to solicit opinions from some of the folks who I live with, by the way. And I'm going to solicit opinions, certainly, as I always do, from our audience. Jim, thanks very much.
You bet, Al.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You are listening to KER Politics. We will be back in a moment.